listening to the Writerly Bites podcast, where you'll get quick tips for making your writing and your writing life better. I'm Blair Hurley, and I'm a novelist and a creative writing instructor. You can find more about me at blairhurley.com and on Twitter at bhurley. This week's writing tip is make a graveyard document for your story. This week's tip is all about making use of the good writing work you've done already and freeing yourself from writing that is holding you back. When I'm revising a story draft, usually it means streamlining, cutting back the weeds of my writing. I think most writers are like this. We write too much dreck and we need to cut back. Even if the story ends up being the same length or longer, we still need to make room for new thoughts and better scenes. But cutting away writing that we've worked so hard on, even writing that is beautiful or represents new heights of our skills, can be scary and it can seem genuinely impossible. How can I possibly part with this gorgeous paragraph or this crucial bit of backstory? When we're trying to cut, everything suddenly seems essential. So I make the work easier for myself by creating a graveyard document. I start a brand new document and open it side by side with my story. I usually title it the name of my story plus the word fragments or something like that, but whatever you want to name it will do. Then I go through my document looking for weak spots. Instead of deleting those weak paragraphs or pages entirely, I cut and paste them over into the graveyard. It's so much emotionally easier to put those pieces of writing somewhere instead of nowhere, and I can tell myself that they're there if I need them. Let me kill the suspense for you, though. Nothing has ever made it back out of the graveyard. It's an emotional thing, like training wheels, a safety blanket, whatever you want to call it. It frees me up to do the hard, necessary thing, with less guilt and fear and sunk cost fallacy in the mix. So this week, try creating a graveyard document for your work in progress this week, and cut 5 passages from your story. See what you're missing, and see if you can replace that mediocre paragraph with something sharper and more vital now that you're not burdened by its presence any longer. This week's reading recommendation is Department of Speculation by Jenny Offill. In the interest of spareness and smart cutting, I'm recommending one of my favorite books of recent years. This slim little novel is told in brief, almost tweet-like passages and paragraphs that accumulate to show us a picture of a woman's life as a wife, writer, and mother. It's full of startling insights and uses a kind of collage technique to pull together thoughts about the space race, the agony of parenting, and the small ways husbands and wives in unhappy marriages betray each other. I read it in almost one sitting. I just couldn't put it down. It was so clear-eyed and insightful and sharp and suspenseful at the same time. So I highly recommend this book. Thanks for listening. The Writerly Bites podcast will be back with micro tips to make your writing better. It's produced by me, Blair Hurley. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and visit the website at writerlybites.com. Email me at blair@blairhurley.com with your favorite tips or questions about the writing life, which I'd love to tackle in future episodes. And stay tuned, because pretty soon I'm going to start interviewing some of my writing friends and colleagues to get some of their favorite writing tips as well.